about a month after I graduated from community college was when I met Dame. So it was like perfect timing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like perfect timing. But yeah, so while I was going to Ventura College, I was going to as many shows I could in LA, in Santa Barbara, you know, anywhere here, you know. So what I would do is, I got these beats that are pretty good. I want to get these beats to Talib Kweli. I want to get these beats to Cam'ron. I want to get these beats to Jadakiss, you know. So what I would do is, I was like, how do I meet these people?
Right.
Like, how do I meet them? So what I would do is, I would bring a thumb drive of my beats to the shows. And instead of waiting in line like everyone else to go in through the front, I would go behind the venues and wait by the back door. Because I knew, like, this is where they're going to come in, and this is where they're going to come out.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to see them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then here's my opportunity to give them beats. And you know, like, you know, it's crazy. Like, I'd wait there for hours and hours and hours, you know. And of course, here in L.A., you know, like, there's people behind the venues as well, like, up to no good. You know, so I'm getting a hard time from them.
Were you successful at that tactic?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. You know, I met Talib Kweli and just told him, hey, you know, I'm an upcoming producer, you know, here's some beats. You know, if you have an opportunity to listen to them, you know, it'd be an honor. You know, just wanted to come and give you beats, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, I could tell, like, they were like, who's this dude, like, back here, you know. And, like, the, like, venue security and people, like didn't like me back there either, you know.
Right.
It was like, but it was something, like, I was willing to, like, even get, like, jumped. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like nothing was gonna stop me from getting these beats to this artist.
Right.
You would have to call the police to drag me out of there.
Right.
That was my mentality. Mm-hmm. Like failure was not an option.
Right.
You know. So for it. So Talib Kweli, Jadakiss, crazy story too. Cam'ron. It was a Dipset show.
That's my guy right there.
And I was waiting, behind the venue. And, the Escalades pull up, whatever, you know, they're rolling deep. I see a guy hop out of Jim's car, and I told him, hey, excuse me, sir, I got some beats for Jim Jones and Cam'ron, you know. He looked at me like, you've been waiting out here to give him beats? And I was like, yeah. He's like, man, come with me. Brings me in, puts me front and center on stage with Cam'ron and Jim Jones and Freak, and shout out to Freaky Zeke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Too bad Jwells wasn't there, but I'm all mad. Like, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like I'm on stage. Like they're performing, oh boy, I really mean it. We fly high.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm right there, like, here in LA, bro, like, on stage with them. And it was just like, it was all whoa, like,
yeah.
That's when I knew, like, I was doing things that other people weren't doing.
Thinking outside the box.
You know what I'm saying? And like, to, like, me, it was so obvious. You know what I'm saying? If you want to meet this person, go to where they're at.
Right.
You know, so I literally went to where they were at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And of course, I would have to, like, talk to some other people sometimes. I'm all, yo, like, I'm waiting out here. It's all good, bro. Here's some beats.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I want to do. You know, if I don't get to meet them, like that's fine. I'm just here to have them trying to listen to my beats.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you can do at that time.
Yeah, you know, so that was like last June, and that was like an amazing experience.
Now it seems that you got a lot of faith in yourself and belief, and that's what you need, man. Thinking outside the box as well, you know what I'm saying? The fact that you even said your words, like, nothing was going to stop me from getting them my beats, and that's how I feel about everything I do. So just having that faith and belief and that trust in God that nothing's going to stop you from getting to point A to point Z, then that's all you need, my brother. You know what I'm saying? You got it, man. You definitely got it. So tell me how you met Dame.